Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Yud Gimel. We started with the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis that discussed Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and whether Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is still going to be Nogeya La'asad Lavo. So the Gemara on the top of Gimel Manal tells us that La'asad Lavo, we will still mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it won't be the Iker because we're going to have such a greater Geula to celebrate that it's not going to be the primary focus on Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore. And then the Gemara tells us that in general, later Tzaros make us forget the earlier Tzaros because they seem to be so much greater. The Gemara gives the mashal of encountering a Ze'ev, an Ari, a snake, etc., to go through to tell you how we no longer recall the earlier salvations because the later ones are so much greater. And then the Gemara gets into the idea that it's usher to call Avraham, Avram. We're not allowed to call him by his old name once his name was changed. And the Gemara discusses why it is that there's no such rule by Sarai and Yaakov. It's only by Avram, Avraham that we're not allowed to go back to the old name. I forgot to mention this morning, but it's interesting to note, Rav Nissim Gaon on the margin of the page discusses why it is that both Avraham and Yaakov got their names changed and Yitzchak didn't. Okay, a different story for a different time. Then we moved on to the second parak of Maseches Brachos, where the opening Mishnah discusses when you're allowed to greet somebody or respond to a greeting during Kriya Shema. Machlokas Rameh Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara doesn't actually explain the difference between the two opinions clearly until the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, which we actually didn't read this morning yet, but essentially the factors involved are where you're holding Kriya Shema. Are you Bein HaPrakim or are you Be'emtza Perek, which would be a little more Chamur, and also whether you're being Shoel or you're being Meshiv. Are you greeting somebody or you're just responding to a greeting? And the third factor is, what's the motivation for the greeting? Is it Kavod or is it Yira? Yira is obviously a much bigger motivator than much bigger heter than Kavod is. Then the Mishnah tells us the reason for the Seder Parshios of the three Parshios of Shema, where we have the first Parshios first, because first you have to have Kabbalah Sol Machshemayim, and only then Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, and then finally we end with Vayomer, because it has the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, which is not Nogeya during the nighttime, so that's why it makes sense to have it Dafka in that order. The Gemara then records a Machlokas on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, whether you can read Kriya Shema in other languages, and the Gemara is enticed to say that machlokas should relate to whether Kala Torah Kula was given in other languages as well, but the Gemara says no, maybe it's not at all related to that machlokas. We have two different drashas. Shema means Bekal Lashon Shata Shomea. We darshan to mean that it could be in any language, and Vahayu is Kav Yasinu, that it should be in its original language in the original Hebrew. Then on Yugimlam Beis, on the top of Yugimlam Beis, the Gemara discusses how much of Kriya Shema needs Kavana. And essentially there are three possibilities that the Gemara raises. Either the first couple of Psukim, or the first Parsha, or the first Pasuk. The different possibilities of how much actually requires Kavana. The Gemara records in Machlokas if the rest of Shema needs Kriya, or it's enough with just Kavana, and without Kriya, or Kriya without Kavana. The Gemara has two different Lashonos in what exactly changes later on in Shema. The Gemara then tells us when saying Shema, at least the first Pasuk, when reading the first Pasuk, the word Echad should be lengthened, but it should be lengthened in the Dalid, not in the Ches, and Rashi explains, because when you're lengthening the Ches, you haven't really said anything yet, so you're not lengthening anything of substance at that point. The Gemara tells us, whatever part of Kriya Shema you pass in the top of the Amud that needs Kavana, you have to stand in one place for that part of Kriya Shema, because it's impossible to have Kavana if you're moving around. Kavana can only happen Ba'amida. Amida doesn't mean Amida versus Yeshiva over here, it means Amida staying in one place as opposed to moving around. And then toward the bottom of the Amud of Yud Gimel and Beis, Gemara tells us not to fall asleep for the parts that need Kavana, and don't say Shema lying down, and lying down on your back at least. And the Gemara tells us how Rebbe was Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim even while he was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, even while he was saying Shir, just by putting his hands over his eyes while during the Shir for a few moments, to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, because he held that was the Iker part of Kriya Shema that apparently Talmud Torah did not exempt him from. And then finally at the bottom Yud Gimel and Beis, the Gemara finally explains what exactly the Machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda really was in the Mishnah. That according to Rav Meir, you could be Shoel and Meshiv being Shaul and Meshev are the same, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Meshev is always one level lower than Shaul, meaning whatever you can be Shaul for, you could be. It's more likely that you will be able to be Meshev. We'll start with that Gemara tomorrow to clarify all of the details on the bottom of Yud Gimel Beis. Okay.